I'm Farah Duro, and you're listening to the PCOS Revolution podcast.
Well, hello and welcome back to the PCOS Revolution podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about a subject that is not usually talked about with PCOS. And we have an expert here named Dr. Megan Kirschling, who has really got a passion for education and integrative health. And she actually comes from both worlds. She has both an allopathic and alternative medicine background, receiving a Doctor of Chiropractic from Northwestern Health Sciences University and a BS in Nursing and Exercise Science from Valparaiso University, along with a Master's in Nutrition from the University of Connecticut, Bridgeport. And if that's not enough, she also has two Masters of Nursing, one's in Women's Health and from the University of Cincinnati, the other in Family Practice from George Washington University. She's also worked as an organ transplant nurse and as a civilian with the Army, actually, overseas as a chiropractor. So this is going to be so much fun today. We're going to talk about different ways that you can help PCOS in structural treatments. So welcome, Dr. Kirschling. So great to have you.
So excited to be here and to talk about PCOS and structural changes, because I do think that this is a topic that isn't discussed enough.
Awesome. And you also have a podcast. So if you're watching the video of this on YouTube, you'll see her awesome podcast set up too. We're going to link to her show as well in our show notes. So tell us a little bit about how you started working with women's health, because you definitely have had a really diverse career. So tell us a little about that.
Well, I think always, no matter what I've been doing and no matter which arena I was in, whether, you know, it was more of a chiropractor with the Army, whether it was even organ transplant, or now really working in the functional medicine world for almost 20 years, I've always just had a passion, and the core of it, I think, has been women's health for a lot of different reasons. I just think that a lot of times hormones are misrepresented in the health realm, that a lot of times we don't give them enough respect. Or, you know, the other part of it is we don't connect it. And they're such a connector. Our hormones really are connecting window into everything else that's going on in our health and wellness. And so from working with a lot of women and men too on hormone issues, going in and looking at total health, and that a lot of times when we do look at the hormones, we don't do it enough justice. And so all of those things have really caused me to really dive deeper and to really get into the hormone world on a much deeper level.
Very cool. And so I looked on your blog, and there's an article that it caught my attention, because in our clinic, we do acupuncture and we also do Mayan abdominal therapy, which is a treatment that actually helps correct pelvic imbalances and that sort of thing. So, and it's not that a lot of people, that doesn't really come to mind, that something could be going on structurally that maybe from an accident or something that's happened a long time ago, or surgery or that sort of thing, where, you know, there is congestion there. So can we talk a little bit about the treatments on the chiropractic side as well for PCOS, and also some other treatment options that our listeners might not have known about?
I think one of the major things is when we talk about reproduction, we talk about hormones, we talk about PCOS, it is overlooked about the structural changes, whether or not they were there first or whether or not they're there now. And especially in the reproductive organs, congestion is very common. Whether we're talking about cystic ovaries, we're talking about fibroids, we're talking about sluggish blood flow, that and endometriosis and things like that, that sluggish movement is a very common symptom or primary concern with these women. And a lot of times, you know, we really do dive into nutrition and insulin resistance and metabolic concerns, like we should with hormones and PCOS. And we dive into the hormones and hormone balancing, but we don't pay enough attention to that structural component. And that's so important, because what we need to do is get lymphatic movement there, get you out of congestion, get proper blood flow. I mean, even honestly break down some of that congestion in the forms of cysts and fibroids and other things that are there that we do need to make changes. And we can do that really powerfully with structural care that a lot of times we overlook.
Awesome. And we have a word for that. Well, we have a term, it's called blood stagnation in Chinese medicine. And it's something that is so visual, because we'll ask, you know, what about your periods? Are they cloudy? Are they, you know, what color are your periods and all of that? And we see an improvement with things like acupuncture, massage, Mayan abdominal therapy, osteopathic chiropractic treatment. So as that circulation improves, the pain level gets better, and, you know, the blood flow improves as well. And they always say the better blood flow you have, you know, when trying to get pregnant, the better you'll feel during pregnancy, because, you know, all this, also the embryo needs some, you know, good circulation and that sort of thing. So how do you look at someone who is coming in with, who does have issues with perhaps painful cycles or endometriosis or PCOS? What thing do you look for as far as in the body?
Well, I do think an important part of this too is that a lot of those things you mentioned, which we can get into more, like acupuncture, craniosacral, chiropractic adjustments, abdominal massages, even sacral energy work. All of those things are not only an important part, but there really are powerhouses for treatment here. And I think there's a lot of different reasons, like we already mentioned with the stagnation and the fact that there's a lot of stagnation there physically, but also energetically, that a lot of times anybody who's been through any kind of hormone or reproductive concerns knows that one of the things that we do is disconnect. And we disconnect from our reproductive organs. We disconnect from the power that is reproduction and that vitality that we get as women from reproduction. And so the other powerful part is just by putting on some hands-on treatment and some hands-on care, whether that's acupuncture, like I said, adjustments or Mayan abdominal massage, that are what we find is that helps to reconnect, to not to try to ignore those reproductive organs, which we do so often as a natural defense. You know, when something doesn't work right, what do we try to do? Just say, I hope this just goes away. And we disconnect from those organs and we disconnect from reproduction, which as a woman has a lot of negativity. You know, we should really be connected to the power that is our reproductive organs. I mean, I don't say that to, you know, I just think we don't give enough power to that. You know, especially in traditional medicine, a lot of times what we try to do is just go to pathways and medicines or supplements, but we don't really go back to that core of just reconnecting to the organs and reproduction and things like that. So one of the powerful things about it is I think it does give you back that connection, gives you back that power, and we can then move emotions that are stuck there, blood that's stuck there, structure problems that are stuck there, and then get you reconnected to the reproductive and the reproductive organs.
Very neat. Yeah, and we talk about, you know, the sacrum as a sacred thing. I mean, it's something that we don't really acknowledge so much, but in abdominal therapy, you know, philosophy, if you do have an injury to your tailbone when you're young, they really think that it can influence the outcome of your cycles. So, and you talk about this in your blog where, you know, there could be issues with tailbone injury because that, you know, like when you crack your tailbone when you're young, it doesn't like fully fuse until you're in your 20s, early 20s. And we see it all the time where the tailbone kind of curves to the right or the left. So what do you find if you are going to be doing these releases? What sort of benefit have you seen with this?
We've seen a lot of benefits, and it really, for each individual, there might be a better option for if you're looking at structural, you know, it's not a one size fits all. Like any good therapy or medicine is never really one size fits all. But if you have had an injury, old injury to the tailbone, I highly recommend you go to somebody who can help with that structural component, whether it's a chiropractor or cranial sacral. There's a huge connection between even the nerves of the sacrum and where they go to the digestion, the bladder, the reproductive organs. And we start to see changes in function after injuries like you're talking about. I will say we use a lot of microcurrent in our practice. We have a massage therapist who's amazing. Her name's Trisha, and she does a lot of microcurrent with abdominal massage. And that really helps to reconnect not only the structure part of it, but the neurological part too, and just reconnect the body. There's a lot of parasympathetic nerves that come out of that sacral area. And so a lot of people that do have reproductive issues, they're not in the proper balance between fight and flight and rest and digest. So even just stimulating parasympathetic through deep breathing, yoga, relaxation, meditation, that really can be very beneficial for reproduction and reconnecting to that parasympathetic part of reproduction. And also I will say that, you know, acupuncture and getting that energy flow. And then if there's any scar tissue, one of the things about scar tissue, and we see so many individuals walking around with central scar tissue from either surgeries or injuries in that core area and then that sacral area, whether, you know, it's C-section, reproductive surgery, scar tissue, or injuries or appendix out, you know, there's so many different reasons why you might have scar tissue there. But that blocks the flow of energy, blood, nerves, just in general. We see that scar tissue is a big underlying cause that a lot of people don't address in their journey to get back proper hormone balance, get back proper PCOS flow and PCOS menstrual cycles and things like that. So when we look at it, it's not just structural. When we talk about the spine, we talk about the actual structure of like sacral and pelvis, which is so important, but also to look at the abdominal tissue, to look at scar tissue and things like that, because all of that plays a role and all of it affects the nerves, the organ function, and even just the energy flow in that area.
This is so good. And you can picture it like little highways, you know, as far as meridians anyway. People ask, you know, what are you, how do you look at the body when you're looking at the connections of the fascia and all of that? And I just thought it would be fun also to give our listeners some exercises that they can do at home. And you mentioned one called a uterine lift. So tell us a little bit about that.
So uterine lift is really easy to do and it's very powerful for the body. And I do believe that even if you Google uterine lift, you could probably get a YouTube video. So in case my verbal cues on this are a little bit off or hard to follow, you can find videos on uterine lifts. But what it is it is actually going in, and obviously the core of our reproductive health structurally is based on that pelvic girdle. And when we look at it, a lot of our pelvic floors and pelvic girdles are not as strong as they should be. There's a lot of different reasons for this, and there's a lot of things you can do to strengthen that pelvic floor, which we can talk about. But when we look at that pelvic floor, it's a sling. And what it is responsible for is holding up especially the reproductive organs like the uterus and the bladder. And one of the things that we can see is that there can be a decrease in the tone of the pelvic floor, and then there also can be sort of a weighing down of that uterus. So for a uterine lift, what you actually do is lie on your back, and it's usually best to have your knees at about a 90 degree angle. You can just go right above your pubic bone and you sort of cup in and just pull up that uterine. And it's like a uterine massage, but it's a lifting massage. And so usually too, what'll happen is women will find areas that they're more sensitive with. So if you start right in the middle of that pubic bone and the pubic symphysis, and you start there and sort of cup in, what you want to do is then a minor little crunch up, which actually helps to contract that core and contract up the uterine just a little bit. And then you just can massage and pull up. And it actually, through that massage and pulling motion, it takes a lot of pressure off of the pelvic floor. And so we find that when there's cramping, even when there's, you know, bladder spasms, urgency frequency problems with the bladder, or any kind of problems with cycles and bleeding and or, you know, cramping, that doing that can almost bring you instant relief. I really highly recommend this too with castor oil packs, because when we talk about stagnation and we talk about blood stagnation, lymphatic stagnation, anything in that area, castor oil packs are a very easy thing to do at home. And they're great to do right before it, because that heat and that castor oil will actually detox, get the lymph moving, and then you can do that at home massage and lift to really help with the structure yourself.
Very cool. And we'll try to link in our show notes to a video on this, but I think it's also empowering to know that you can do something, you know, in general, instead of just, you know, taking a Tylenol or that, you know. And let's talk a little bit about yoga, because this is one of my favorite recommendations. And I feel like if I could just attach a yoga studio to my clinic, I would do it and just send everyone over there immediately. But I feel like, yeah, when you talk about hip openers and things like that, what has really been helpful for your patients as far as certain yoga poses and things like that that you would recommend?
I think any of the, just like you said, any of the hip openers are huge for yoga and PCOS or reproductive issues, because the psoas muscle, the main hip flexor, really is connected to the reproductive organs. And so a lot of PCOS women, a lot of reproductive issues do have tighter hip flexors. And it is harder to really open up those hip flexors for those women because of the connection, that two-way highway of nerves from the psoas, hip flexor, and the reproductive organs. They share a lot of similar nerves. And so when one's inflamed, the other is too. And so any of the hip openers really does help to engage and strengthen while elongating that psoas muscle. And so any of the warrior poses are really good, you know, doing too, like the butterfly openers, things like that. And then I also do just even like the child's pose as a great pose, because it's a relaxation parasympathetic. Because again, when we look at this, the more that we can upregulate rest, digest, and reproduction through the parasympathetic, the more then too that our body's going to be in a relaxed state that's going to help to balance out hormones and reproduction. And so the reason I like the child's pose is because it does put you in a relaxed parasympathetic state, but it also compresses all of those organs that are in our abdominal area, you know, not just our liver, but our reproductive organs and our digestive system, our bladder. And by that compression, we're actually getting a great stimulation. I also do want to piggyback on and say, I think there's a great, great, great modality called hypopressives. And hypopressives, they're a little bit more popular in Europe. They're popular in Spain is where they came from. They're popular. They're gaining a lot of popularity in Canada and they're finding their way down to the US. But hypopressives, it's sort of an offshoot of yoga, but it's a breathing technique that really looks at the pelvic girdle, the core, the diaphragm, and really what they call the core canister. And I find that hypopressives are amazing for any woman with reproductive issues because you're strengthening the core, you're relaxing that diaphragm. That's a big part of all this that a lot of times we don't talk about. And you're engaging the pelvic floor on a whole different level to create a vacuum. And that vacuum works just the same way as like the child's pose does, but a little bit more at a higher level where it's able to compress and stimulate. And so we see a lot of improvement with reproductive issues, core issues, digestive issues, and bladder issues. And we've even seen people with cystocele or any kinds of prolapses fix them naturally with hypopressives. So I really have a lot of respect for that art. And I think it's one that we'll hear more about in the US because we see a big changes. So yeah, if you've not heard of hypopressives, it's hypopressives, low fitness, pressure fitness, but hypopressives is where you can find a lot of information about that.
Okay. So definitely we're going to link to that because that is fascinating to me. And I think, you know, the more information we can get on things that we can do to help as far as incorporate into our self-care routine and that sort of thing, I think the better. And that's exciting. So, and you talk a little bit about, you know, massage in general and myofascial rolling, because I guess, you know, I don't think of rolling so much when I think about, but it makes total sense, you know, when I think about reproductive health, I don't think about rolling the sacrum. So what do you recommend as far as that's concerned?
Well, I think one of the reasons we don't think about it as much is it's not very comfortable.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
People aren't jonesing to do this move as much as some of the other ones because of the fact that it's a very bony area. But because it is bony and because there is a lot of fascia in that area, and you've talked about fascia a couple of times now, and I think it is great for us to get into the conversation of fascia because that's so important. You know, this fascia, which is that covering that's around muscles and that shiny sort of covering, we've now realized how dynamic this is. You know, we used to just think, this is just a shiny covering and just lets those muscles glide past each other. But it actually holds a memory and it really holds that neurological memory of, is that muscle going to be nice and relaxed or is it going to be guarded, especially after traumas like we talked about. And when we look at fascia rolling and when we look at using any kind of treatment that will help with the fascia, we just see such a longer term result. That when we look at, you know, doing muscle work, that's so important. But when we can tap into the fascia, we can get that whole memory sort of change and can actually almost rehab the muscle a lot better. So what we find then is rolling has been really, really good. And especially in the sacral area, because, you know, you talked about that a lot of women are walking around with old sacral traumas that they're not even thinking about. You know, they fell down. They had, like in Minnesota, it's common that at 6 had a major sledding accident and fell on the sacrum. But, you know, when we go through a history with a woman, they don't come in and say, well, at 6 years old, I fell sledding and really hurt my sacrum because, you know, at 36, they're not thinking about that. And so a lot of times, you know, we don't really find these through the history, find them through diving a little bit deeper. But even if like you go through and you're listening to this and say, okay, well, I'm really going to think and I just cannot come back to a time where I had a sacral injury. The truth of the matter is the way the body works is if you do have PCOS or reproductive issues, you now have sacral involvement. That the sacrum, because there's that two-way highway, it is going to be tighter. Your hip flexors are going to be tighter, even if that wasn't a primary injury. So with that being said, every woman that I've ever found with reproductive issues and PCOS really does well with rolling because what it does is it helps to loosen up. It helps to get that fascia to release. And even though it's not the most comfortable in that area, even it's something you can do at home and even 2 or 3 minutes a day of just opening up those hips and sacrum through rolling really does make a huge, huge, huge difference. And so that is getting on your back and getting a foam roller. Most of the time, you're going to want to start with a little bit of a softer one in the sacral region. You're not going to want to go to the ones that have ridges right away.
Or
the
ones. I was going to say, that's important to make note of. That would be really painful.
You're setting yourself up for failure if you go to the ridge one right away with the sacral work. Get a really soft one. And sometimes even what we have women start out with is even just using like a bolster, like a softer surface and just getting used to it. So like a pillow that might be a little bit firmer that's in a rolled shape, or you can use the swimming noodles are another thing that sometimes people start out with just to get used to that. And then try to find a very soft roller that has a little bit more give, and then you can work yourself up to the harder ones. But in this region, I just do want to tell everybody, it's going to feel really weird at first, and don't even, you know, get so upset with yourself if you can't roll it out right away. If you're just laying on it and opening up that sacrum and opening up that pelvic girdle, that in itself is going to help to stimulate that fascia that doesn't get a lot of movement and stimulation because it's part of that pelvic girdle that doesn't move as much as like your arm or your hip.
Very cool. And I was just wondering if you had a story to share with our listeners about someone that you saw, you know, improvement with these techniques, and, you know, about how long did it take for them to see the results and that sort of thing?
That's a really good question, because I will say to set people up for success, any kind of hormone changes, I always tell people really give it a good 3 months when we're trying to find hormone changes. And that's because what we're trying to do is, no matter what, is stimulate the cycle. And we've got to get that balance of estrogen and progesterone, and we've got to get that communication back to the brain to release like FSH and LH. So this is never going to be where a one and done. You're never going to roll your sacrum one time and then just be like, wow, you know, I'm fixed. Now, honestly, the more that you've done, you know, if you've done the diet changes, if you've done the hormone balancing support, putting this in, we definitely have people, you know, that come in for a microcurrent abdominal massage and immediately stop feeling pelvic pressure, start feeling a whole lot better, those kind of things. But when we really look at trying to get the hormones rebalanced and we try to get this whole area balanced again, that really give it 3 months of letting those hormone cycles figure themselves out, especially when we're doing a lot of things naturally. With that being said, I mean, I can't tell you how many fertility success stories we have of people who have even tried, you know, in vitro fertilization, people who have, you know, tried everything else, and all of the things that they've tried have helped to set them up for balance. But then when we put in the structural, you know, lots of success stories about people, especially acupuncture, you know, people that have been able to get pregnant even after a month of acupuncture. When we look at the sacral rolling, castor oil packs have been another one that we've had pretty good success with pretty quickly. And again, I think that there's two things there. It is that congestion and stagnation, and it's also that reconnection. A lot of times, you know, we just need to be reconnected to our reproductive organs, and that makes all the difference too in then not looking at that as a stressor, or, you know, ignoring it, sort of going into fight or flight and just ignoring it and hoping it goes away, but to reconnect it to it and really get your body in balance for nervous system and hormone. So we've had a lot of success stories too. And I think the thing that's probably shown up the most is just fertility, because that's a very tangible, you know, people come in with PCOS or other hormone issues, and they've done supplements, they've done dietary changes, they've done stress reduction, they've done yoga. And then we put in some of the self-care, sacral rolling, microcurrent massage, and they get pregnant. Those people get pregnant pretty quickly because they've already done a lot of the things to set it up.
Wow, this is so cool. Very neat. And I guess the microcurrent massage would be the TENS pads, or how do they do that?
So microcurrent massage would probably be good to try to find somebody locally that knows really what to do with microcurrent. We use two different microcurrent machines. We use a MyoPulse and we use frequency specific microcurrent. So those are things that you can Google to find like local practitioners that either use MyoPulse or frequency-specific microcurrent. I will say, though, there's been a lot of successes with microcurrent. Even women that have gone to the OBGYN have had cysts that have been seen on ultrasound. We've worked with them, and we obviously take a comprehensive approach, but we put in the microcurrent, and then they've gone back, or they've gotten pregnant and then done an ultrasound, and the doctor has said, I don't see any cysts anymore. And so those have been really great stories to be a part of and very empowering for the woman to see that there's been physical changes.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, so important. And I like the castor oil too. And we always say, make sure that you're not using, you know, a material with any chemicals because it kind of sucks things in as well. You don't want bleach or anything like that. So just if you, you know, they think they have on Amazon, the unbleached flannels that you can use with the castor roller or castor oil roller, that sort of thing. And don't put them in the washing machine because you're going to ruin your washing machine.
Yeah. We always tell somebody, get something just designated as that. It's going to get goopy. It's going to get yucky, but just leave it like that. And you know, when it gets too yucky, too goopy, then just, and you can't wash it really anymore by hand, then just get a new one.
Sure. And you know, we also have electroacupuncture, which is really, really helpful if you have pain, and you definitely can use that for, you know, even going through in vitro or, you know, trying to help the blood flow to the ovaries because, and a lot of the research on acupuncture is done with microcurrent and or electroacupuncture. And it sounds painful. There should be a better word for it. It's not, it's very relaxing. That's what I say.
We're giving all these people torture techniques.
I know. They're like rolling electro. Yeah. My gosh, you know.
But I promise everything though. And honestly too, a lot of times when you do stardom, there's some discomfort. Definitely I wouldn't use the word pain either, but discomfort. But the cool thing is once you start doing it more, then you get to the point where it is like relaxing. It feels good. And that shows you too an improvement. So whether it is using the roller electroacupuncture, that a lot of times at the beginning people will find discomfort, but then once you get moving with it and get some of those changes, it feels good. And Mayan abdominal massage is another example. Usually the first treatment people really, you know, they might cramp after, not feel so good after, but then once you really start to get that blood flowing, then people feel fantastic.
Definitely. Well, this is so much fun. I've been wanting to talk about this and I can't believe that we haven't really spoken much about these treatments that, you know, are so useful. And I know with my own symptoms, it really helped a lot in just getting my cycles on track and all of that. When I was a student in acupuncture school and I was 19 and really just kind of set me up for the whole long-term success with that, which I think is the best part. These treatments can be permanent. Like they're not a band-aid approach. They're actually addressing the root cause of the issue, which a lot of times is, you know, congestion, poor circulation, and then all the other things, the lifestyle things that go along with it, like diet and exercise and all those things are really also important, but definitely with cysts, that's so much of an issue with women with PCOS who worry about the ovaries, you know, having a lot of cysts or also, you know, painful cycles as well that can occur, the inflammation that goes along with PCOS. I think that's important to address. So this is just a whole another toolkit that I think will be really helpful for our listeners too. So
thing I do like about it and a message that I just think is so important for women is that it also gives the power back to the woman. And I think that's so important in the journey, no matter what, you know, somebody's struggling with, is that a lot of times in traditional medicine, especially, we try to give the power to the medicine or we try to give it to the practitioner or we try to give it to the supplement or whatever treatment we're using, we try to give the power to that or we're sort of conditioned to. But there's so much power to us. But what happens with any kind of disease or dysfunction is we disconnect. And that's a natural mechanism for us as humans is that, you know, when there is, especially with pain, like we want to just ignore it and move on. And there's a disconnect that comes from that. So I think self-care, especially with PCOS and hormone issues and women's health issues, is so important because it gives us a time to reconnect and take the power back because we're powerful. And our bodies are powerful. And even when there is dysfunction, like PCOS that occurs, there's multi-levels that it, you know, that it affects from emotional to reproductive, insulin and metabolic to hormones, that when we can take the power back and get everything rebalanced, I really think that that's where as patients, we get the best result.
For sure. Well, awesome. Well, how can our listeners find you? I know that you have an amazing podcast, so definitely a link to that, but how else can they find you?
So my podcast is called Beyond the Basics Health Academy. And so they can find that at btbha.com. But the probably easiest place and where almost everything is connected online for me is my clinic. It's called One Agora Health. Agora is A-G-O-R-A. So it means community. But One Agora Health has links to our podcast. It has links to my blog and also has links to the treatments that I offer in clinic. Then it also can be found on Instagram at One Agora Health or Facebook at One Agora Health. So if you're looking for anything that really has to do with my podcast or any other information, because I'm all about education like you are, that probably easiest place to go is oneagorahealth.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us, Megan. And I really hope that we can talk more in the future. Yeah. It's been really fun. So thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful week and take care of yourself and give some of these treatments a try. Let us know how they work out. Go to the Facebook page and also check out Megan's podcast as well. Thanks for listening, everyone. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, you have to check out the PCOS Revolution Academy, where we go through all of these topics in an easy-to-follow, totally online, step-by-step process so you can stop giving PCOS the upper hand. Join me over at thepcosrevolution.com to find out more about how you can sign up and also get access to some very cool freebies I've created for you. I'd love to have you join me inside of the Academy for our monthly live Q&A session to get all of your PCOS questions answered personally.
Thanks so much for listening and see you soon.